Today is Monday the 30th of December, in the season of Christmas. Salt of the Sound sing 3. Today's reading is from the first letter of John.
I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of God live for ever.
This is the season of Christmas, and maybe you're still getting over it all. The papers, the TV and radio, Christmas lights in the streets, they're all telling us to enjoy ourselves, but maybe putting us under pressure too. What was the Christmas rush like for you this year? Busy? Run off your feet? Anxious as the financial crisis bites? About how you are going to please everyone? Or sad and upset because a time of peace and joy turned out to be a time of loneliness and hurt for you? It's not too hard to bring to mind someone who struggled this Christmas, or some part of the world where Christmas joy was absent. If that's you, or someone you know, what word would you want to hear or say to those people? Would the words of St. John help? John's talking about a God who entered our history for everyone. Happy, sad, laughing, crying, rejoicing, mourning. 5 times, he says, I am writing to you, and then mentions various groups of people. Could it be you he's writing to? Could it be your name that goes into that reading? Listen again, and insert your own name. I am writing to you. And he says your name. Because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you. Become aware of how this makes you feel.
I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away. But those who do the will of God live for ever.
Or maybe it's the name of someone else who needs to hear of Christmas joy, that evil is being overcome, that God wants them to know that the Word of God dwells in them. Talk to God now about this, saying whatever comes to mind. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.